Welcome to the Flat Racing Guru podcast, Daily 2 Year Olds. We're on to the Daily 2 Year Olds today. Podcast is back today. I'm just going to go through this Pontefract race and then have a look at some other 2 Year Olds races quickly because time's getting on. The 250 at Pontefract, the favourite is Three Fans by Dabrison. Excuse me. Second foal, One Run Promising at Haydock, from a German family who are very smart. A lot of the German French mixers are proven very popular at the French Arquana sales. It'll be very hard to beat based on form and family. Now, if you go at my blog, you'll see this blog, you'll see this podcast, and I have got text written down for this 250 race. Now, the second in the betting is Streaker 2-1 by Showcasing, a homebred from Guy Reed's family. He's got the mare and the dam and the second dam. A homebred by the Omer's family, ran well at their form working out. How highly well, we will see. Based on pedigree, will win races like the dam, second dam at some sort of level. Custodian. Now, this Custodian, I really like the pedigree. By Mohar. Now Mohar's the first season side. I mean, it cost 30 grand. It's quite a expensive stallion to take your mare to. So he's only had 5 winners, but I do think this sire, he'd be a bit like this Bated Breath. You know, they were nothing, and then suddenly Fashionable Couples, they just suddenly started having decent group winners. Now, January fall by first season sires who had 5 winners so far and a group place in his first crop. I think Custodian has the credentials to be one of his best in the crop. The dam was very smart. The second dam produced 4 winners of 12 races. RPR 144. Custodian had 4-1 as a tip. He's got a task with the front two, but I think he could be very smart in the making. I think 6 furlongs as far as he wants. There's a bit of a piccolo there in the stallions. Piccolo, you know, he doesn't get that far, so, you know, there's a lot of speed there, so I don't think he wants 7 furlongs at this stage. Anyway, I think he could be very smart in the making. I think 6 furlongs is as far as he wants to go, given the speed in some parts of the lines. I'd rather see a more speed-favouring track here, but who knows? This yard, like bringing ones who've shown promise to this track. Now we go to Ainsdale by Mason, who's starting to get attention as a stallion, especially when conditions are looser than good to firm. To save time, a quick preview by author Racing Post Spotlight. Now, I'm just going to be running out of time, so I've just put Racing Post Spotlight in there, and I've credited his work to this because Racing Post Spotlight will be in the bibliography. That's theracingpost.com. Out of assisted at 6.5 Group 1 winner, Gorswood finished only 4th of 5 when sent off joint favourite for debut at AS6 furlongs, could affirm a month ago, but positives can be taken from that performance. He's evidently thought capable of better. Address and credit in Big Lottery if you want to check out his work. That's Racing Post Spotlight. I just added his, I thought his was his, what he said was interesting on that horse, so I just put it in to save time on me writing up something which would be similar. The Saddle Rock by Bated Breath. The dam is related to 2 winners, best RPO 114. 22,000 yearling, first fall, half sister, the group placed 5.86 furlongs. The Happy Prince would be rare winning newcomer for the stable. You'd think capable of winning races later on. Now, Wadi Al Assam. First fall by Outstrip from an ordinary family, one that may win handicaps much later. Jack Eight by Sleeping Indian. Now, Sleeping Indian does get very early types of horses, so this is a big price, but I do think it'll win races, Jack Eight, but I think he could go to Subtle knowing the trainer. First fall, dam won races, some come early with the stallion, but I say this one will win. Do well second or third run, or until handicapped. I think possibly handicapped. possibly on the all weather, given the trainer, will win races 100%, mark my words. So come back to this, it's a library, and come back here when these horses run again and have a look what I've said, and it could be invaluable. Possibly not today, with the falling date being as it is. Right, Yorkshire Grey by Lawman, two runs at a modest level, win races when handicapped later on, maybe next year. My Havana has had three runs, second being the best of them, modest to date, but not that bad of a pedigree and sure to win races later on. Now the tip is Custodian. Now I want you to back Custodian 1 point, that's £25, on the Guru predictor, the betting strategy, and you go to the online bookmakers. If you're in the betting shop, you can't do these pro markets. You just have to go 12 and a half each way at 4 to 1. If you're on the online, go to the bookies that do the pro markets. There's a lot of them now, and do a cover bet. I mean, even Coral are doing the pro markets now. They're quite tricky to locate at Coral. So you need to spend a bit of time trying to locate the professional pro markets. At Sky Bet and at Bet365, it's 6 to 4 for three places. So you put 1 point on Custodian at 6 to 4, three places. Now if you come second or third, we'll get our stake back, £25, which I think is the least we'll get. I'll be very, very shocked if he's not in the first three, but it can happen, I must warn you. But if he wins, we're collecting the 1 point on a 6 to 4, which is 1.5 times 25, and then we'll get our stake back. So you know, if you want to follow just one bet a day, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm just giving you one bet per day, and then I'm giving you a few extras. Now, the extras, I'll just talk about a few more two-year-old races, shall I? We'll take a quick look at this 240 at Bath, and then we've got the 250. Now, Modern British Art is a favourite. He's had a run at Windsor, and he was second. He recorded an RPR of 78 there, so obviously he's one of two favourite. Michael Bell, Jason Watson, good combination. Michael Bell gets some decent bred two-year-olds. The danger is the Simon Crisfield horse, Ariat, well bred by Kodiak. I mean, if you buy a Kodiak, I mean, you may as well say that's one winner if you buy a Kodiak. 180 grand horse he was. He's had two races and haven't been that good. That he's got an average RPR, and he was 4th of 9 at Beverley last time. But I don't think the Southern trainers do well at Beverley, so I wouldn't be really cramming him for that run. So, and he has been running them at Ripon, so I think he's looking for a handicap mark, this Ariaf, to be honest with you. So I wouldn't be going for the win in this one. I don't think, now I could be wrong. The interesting one for me was this Just Me by Lethal Force, Clive Cox. That would be interesting. And this other one that would be interesting would be this Kabuko, Harry Bentley, Rod Millman. Now, by Showcase, and he's getting quite popular, the Stallion. It was only 32 grand, but the second dam was very high class. And I mean, the dam wasn't, you know, up to much, but the second dam is bringing a lot of power to the line, you know. So and this Rod Millman, now possibly it probably want a bit softer ground, but you can't rule these Rod Millmans out even on debut. I think he's very under, he goes under the radio on debut, this trainer, and I do like him even on the debut, because you get a decent price and they always seem to, I mean, he does try and get them fit for debut, put it this way, this Mr. Rod Millman. And these are the sort of his tracks, you know, because he lives in Wales. His son, young James Millman, I think he works on Racing TV or on the radio. I know he used to work on the radio a few years ago, but then he went to train as a solicitor. But I'm not sure. I think I've heard his voice on the Racing UK, but I watch a different service than the Racing UK. You see, I watch, they get all the Racing UK channels, but I watch it. It's a different service, but the same sort of, you know, races that they cover. It's like a worldwide network service, what I watch. So I don't watch Racing UK sort of what it is now, but I get the same races on my service. There's another 2-year-old race. The download the Matherin app, EBF Novice Stakes at 2:30 at Brighton. Now this is an absolute nightmare to sort. Sky Vega, you've got there Richard Hands in form. You've got Frost at Midnight, Mark Johnson likes having winners at Brighton. Franny Norton rides the track beautifully. Slavonic Dance, Beckett, Ralph Beckett. Then you've got Kentucky Hard Boot If It Rains, Mick Shannon. Then Harry Harrablux, the top one, Hall Boo, Hugo Palmer, Jack Mitchell. And then you've got Herodotus, Andrew Bolden. Now this race is just one you leave alone for me. I would not hesitate, don't bet in this race. But I tell you what, you want to watch this race, because I tell you what, for a Brighton race, this race is quite decent. I think you get some winners from this race anyway. The 2:30 at Brighton. Now I put one forward as Sky Vega or Frost at Midnight. I was, stuck between those two, and then you think, oh well, the one that won Harbour could be decent. See, that's the sort of race it is. It gets you, once you pick one, you want to pick another one, sort of thing. So the best is just leave it alone. But I'll go for this Sky Vega just as a tip. Don't back it, right? Do not back it, just a tip, right? What's the other 2-year-old races have we got here today? Now there is racing tonight at Yarmouth. Now I will say about Yarmouth 2-year-old races. Follow Yarmouth 2-year-old race. I've been saying it for years to people. The Yarmouth 2-year-old races, they get some very, very strong pedigrees racing at Yarmouth. Now the 5:45, it'll all be about this Sun Cuisine, the Charlie Appleby horse. But I would say Mark O'Botty, I think he's moved stables and it all starting to, wind up, so expect his horses to come later on in the year. Colette, Hugo Pop's just starting to get winners again. I think there's been a virus in Newmarket. David Lanigan there for sort of later on, but he does get some quite decent 2-year-olds. Jane Chappell-Hyme, well, what else can you say about that trainer? I mean, she just wins. She's a winning trainer. If anyone wants horses to win at big prices, Jane Chappell-Hyme. And I've got a few other trainers like her coming up on one of the pages on my website, flatracingguruuk.com. That's FRGUK.com. Go to the blog, look at the pages. Right, there's other races at Kempton tonight, I'm going to leave Kempton alone because I haven't looked at Kempton. I want to look at Kempton in more detail. So, because the 2-year-old race in 6:30, the Matchbook British Stallion Studs EBF Novice Stakes over 7 furlongs. I mean, that's just absolutely heaped with talent. I mean, you've got S the funny names is S Hase, Esh Hase, number 3 anyway, Jim Crowley. So that'll be a Maktoum horse named like that. You've got some Varian's got one, Charlie Appleby's got one, Hannon's got one, Clive Cox has got one, Archie Watson's got one, Owen Burrows, Ralph Beckett, Sir Michael Stout, Roger Varian, Jamie Osborne, Hugo Palmer. Absolutely stacked full of talent this race. I mean, this will be what, the 2-year-old races come September, October time. You get these maidens, big field maidens at Newmarket, full of talent for next year. It's just, you've got to be watching these for next year. You've got to be watching these races. So that'll be it for now then. Have I got any tips for today? No, that is the tip. I haven't looked any race and I've just done the 2-year-old race. Have I got any tips? No, I haven't. Just bet the one I said, and that's all I'm betting. So anyway, I'll see you later on. Bye bye.